psalm for today is absolutely uplifting. It's the story of Israel. It's the story of God's goodness. And it starts in verse 1 and 2. From the King James it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." The Message translates it this way. Oh, thank God, he is so good. His love never runs out. All of you are set free by God. Tell the world. Tell how he freed you from oppression. Tell the world. Do it. Tell the world. Tell people how good God has been to you and how he's freed you from the oppression that you used to live in. Amen. Maybe it was just the last hour that you were living in that. But if we turn to him and we cry out, he answers us. Amen. And from the New Living it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies." And then we drop down to verse 8 and 9. And the psalmist says this, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." Now let's stop and let's seal on this for just a moment. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. When our mouths are full of praise, we're not sinning. Is that right? Is that right? When we are fixed on God, we enter into another state, a state that he provided for us, a state of relationship with him. We are connected with him. We are in harmony with him. Jesus died to provide that for you and I, that we might have that connection with our Heavenly Father. So praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works. That's a wonderful work that he did for us. We are the children of men, but we are the children of our Heavenly Father. And that trumps being children of men, right? Amen. Then it goes on to say, because or for, he satisfies the longing soul. What is the main issue in the world today? Longing souls. And we long for everything. And guess what? We can go to the internet and get almost anything we want now. Not so in 1950. But today, we can fill ourselves with what we're longing for. But what's the result? It's a broken cistern.
That's right.
It doesn't really satisfy, because he is the only way that can satisfy or fill up our longing souls. And he fills the hungry soul with goodness. So go to him and let him fill you with his goodness. You don't even know what you're hungry for sometimes. Have you ever snarfed around the kitchen? Obviously I have. Where you try this, nothing satisfies. So then you try this, and then, well, maybe a couple chocolate chips. Well, not for me. They'd be white chocolate chips. Anyway, but you snarf around. You don't have to snarf around when you go to God. He gives you exactly what you're hungry for and what you're longing for, and he fills you up. He fills you with relationship. The cry of the human heart. He fills you with relationship with him. And honest to goodness, when you have time with him and when you take time for him, you enter into, I want to even say, an euphoric state. You're just, something's good about it. And you come out smiling, and then you can share those smiles with other people. And you know when you do that, you uplift not only yourself, with them too. Smile at somebody today. and see what happens. Something happens. Amen. So let's stand and let's say this last, these two verses, 8 and 9 together. And this really, this praising him changes things. Remember that I said that, as Pastor Kev goes on with the service this morning. Remember that I said praise changes things. Okay? Let's say this together. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Amen.